All right, here we are.
Okay, one of the important things for me is of course rider comfort, but it's the weight bias on the front and the rear wheel.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have too much weight on your front wheel, it gets a little hairy.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And if you don't have enough weight on it,
especially if you have a short front center.
Yeah, short front is not good, and long front is not good, because long front unweights the front wheel.
If you haven't shifted forward.
That's
why we call it the forward geometries.
I know, but the other thing that I got going too, and it may not be as big a deal, but you have your wheel trail and you have your rider trail. And your rider trail
What are you calling rider trail?
Rider trail would be a line from here down to your contact patch.
Through your
back.
Axle?
Same as your head tube angle. It goes down, and your rider trail would intersect with this parallel line on the ground. And all that does, it doesn't change anything mechanically. It gives you a different feel on the bike. So short stems feel fast, long stems feel slow.
Right.
But I've noticed that a good neutral feeling for bikes is around, on a mountain bike, 7-8 inches rider trail. It's called rider trail. So I know that when I've moved front wheels out on downhill fast turns, my front wheel washes out real quick.
You know what? You're the same size as me.
I got to try it.
I should lend you my bike.
Yes.
And it won't be great for a long day, all day ride.
Yeah.
But it'll rock your world.
But I know why it'll rock my world, and what you're saying already makes sense. I know why, because where it positions you on the bike, it puts you in a more present position over your ride.
But also, it goes uphill better.
Yeah.
And it goes downhill better.
Yeah.
That's what's so crazy about it. It's like you're actually
climbing
better.
I gotta try it.
But what it tends to do is it puts more weight on your arms.
Yeah.
And what happens is your fit gets limited.
Yeah.
By how much arm strength you have.
Well, here's the thing. You enjoy cycling at the level of fitness that you're at.
Sure, yeah.
And so what you're saying is true. And so when I make bikes for people, the first thing I say is, what's your fitness level?
Sure.
And so...
if it's zero, you're going to kick them all the way back.
Yeah, so you can see where I'm at. I'm in this business trying to go in. You don't want to sell, Johnny Couch, Johnny Racer bike.
But let's say this geometry here is for zero fitness.
Right.
You can still move that front wheel forward.
Yeah.
And it would just make it work better on the descents.
Yeah. But like you said, fitness level and how strong they are in their arms.
No. I'm saying for the real... see, there's moving your front wheel forward.
Yeah.
And then there's shifting everything forward.
Yeah.
And my bike, I'm shifting everything forward to the limits of my arms.
Okay.
And my arms are the limits. But even for a classic bike and riding position, that stem is... way too long.
Yeah.
Basically, you want to have a 35 millimeter stem on a bike.
Yeah.
What
I do is, I know there's three places people put weight on the bike: their feet, their butt, and their hands.
Sure.
And that transfers to their arms and shoulders and all that.
Yep.
And what I want to do is, I want to give them a little room to move that around, so they don't have one. Like you said, your arms are the first to go.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so I want to make it so they kind of have an equal burn.
Right. But that depends.
Yeah.
Are they looking like, if they're a fast guy?
Yeah.
They don't need something that works all day.
You're right.
Like, if they're a fast guy, they need something that right about when their arms give up, they've won. You know? Versus someone that wants to go all day, they want to just...
So the difference between you and I'm a 1954 Chevy truck.
I know.
With a little four-speed, and you're a Ferrari.
I know, but these are just geometry nudges.
I know.
Where we just kind of get in there, and a lot of these changes are driven by droppers.
It's really funny. Steve, what do you prefer, the old truck or the Porsche? Give me the old truck.
You know what's funny with motorcycles? I've been doing some pretty extreme sport bikes for a long time. Like, really gnarly shit. Like, I've got a Gixxer 750 with a custom gearbox, and this thing is insane, right? And, like, all this stuff, and I've had some, 600 RRs and F4Is and all that sort of stuff. And you know what? I'm getting so I can't handle it anymore.
Well, I look at cars, they go, oh, my God, did you see that beautiful sports car? I go... yeah, but they can't put a mill in the trunk.
Exactly.
They can't move a log or anything.
It's no use.
Where are they going to put their chainsaw?
You obviously aren't dating enough supermodels.
Hey, thanks, right, Peter. I really enjoyed the talk. Thanks
Thank
a
you.
Lot.
I'm trying to do this with a lot of people, and I think, what's cool is when they go up
and
they're available and people